Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The tax advisor that gave Wesley Snipes the advice that's now got the feds after him, he got grabbed in Latin America. They wouldn't extradite, so our government just went down and kidnapped him. We'll be telling you that story coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin, then Linda, Andrew, Greg, Patrick, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, fellow thought criminal.
Yes,
I've got a police state example for you.
Sure.
They're not trying to restrict my speech. They're just trying to restrict me. I've called in before about the way that the university has been turning a cold shoulder to me, despite the fact that I've represented the school at NASA as an engineer. They seem to turn a blind eye to that and say, well, we need to take care of you, because I do talk about all things that you bring up and whatnot. But this has just come to me in the past 2 weeks. The campus lieutenant gave orders to harass me, and the direct inference came from a Sergeant J.S. Bach. And I said, well, who's been telling you to do this? Oh, my lieutenant did. Well, you know what you're doing could be misconstrued as harassment. He says, I don't care. Oh, okay, this is really cute. So anyway, I just had an officer walk up to me and inform me maybe 10 minutes ago that, oh, guess who's in trouble again? I'm like, ah, great. But what I wanted to say...
Well, I mean, let me guess. Thing. You go around handing out flyers around the school, you speak to people, and so now they're trying to tell you not to do that?
Well, what I've been doing is using the Internet resources, which are Internet 2, which is public-supported. There was $2 million cut for two of our schools.
Yeah, that's a super high-powered private Internet.
Oh, yeah, and it works very well. However, it's not supposed to work for me. Now, here's the rub. As of 12:05 Central, no one else has been singled out, because I stopped the guy and I said, hey, are they bugging you about using your Internet access? And he says, no, they haven't said anything to me. They just walk right past
me. So wait a minute. Just like with a 10-year-old kid here in Austin who got in trouble for visiting my site at school because it's terrorist, they're now flagging what you're viewing and then approaching you? Oh, that's...
No. It's because I interact with people, and they just start making things up. Have you ever played a game as a kid with a cheater who keeps rewriting the rules as they go on? First, they were saying that I'm intimidating other people from using the resources and whatever, and when that turned out to be yes, well...
So basically, you're engaging in a thought crime of talking to each other. You're supposed to go home, watch TV, talk to no one, have no interaction.
Well, not even that. It's more like an indignant whoever says, how dare he use resources I paid for? Well, I paid for those, too, and I'd like to have some representation along with my taxation. And it seems like...
So what are they telling you? Don't use the library computers?
No, it's not even the library. They got rid of that a long time ago. They're just saying that the publicly available terminals I am not supposed to use, because their primary use is for people who are currently paying tuition. Never mind that I've paid boatloads in the past, and I'll be signing up again as a regular enrolled student. But what?
But I can go down to UT and use their computers. They're just saying you can't use them at your university?
Well, what they've done is they've said because I am intimidating or some such nonsense that I'm not allowed to use
them.
Yeah,
no judge, no jury. They can't arrest you, but they make an arbitrary determination. Listen, thanks for the call. Got to jump. Let's try to cram one more in. Let's talk to Linda in Texas. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi. I was just hearing you talk about the police state. I'm one of the warrior grannies, and you talked about the Rambo granny in Australia. Well, we're about that here. We get stopped every day. Every day we're on the highway.
Why do you get stopped every day?
Well, we're riding in an RV that's got a lot of things painted on it that shouldn't be. I guess one policeman told us that we were actually breaking the law by having one of our logos on it, and the logo was, honk if you speak English.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. Oh, yeah. They're all teaching them to be commissariat. That's political police officers who will mind us and harass us and let us know how to be good little slaves in the land of the slaves, home of the morons.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In just a moment, we're going to be speaking with J.R. Williamson. He, of course, is associate of tax guru Eddie Kane, who currently was assisting actor Wesley Snipes with his IRS prosecution. And Kane was seized, kidnapped, spelled Khan, pronounced Kane. And we're going to tell you that story and tell you the latest developments with Wesley Snipes, who I got a chance to, he's friends with Aaron Russo, been over to his house, watched Freedom to Fascism, The Rough Cut. Got, surprise, surprise, another Patriot Hollywood person knows all about the New World Order, and he's in Africa right now finishing up a film and can't come back to the U.S. because the IRS wants to make an example of him and arrest him. So we'll be talking to J.R. Williamson here in just a moment. Before we do that, finishing up with Linda in Texas, you say you drive around with your RV that's got slogans, Patriot slogans on it, and you get pulled over every day, and the police have told you that it's illegal to have a sign that says honk if you speak English or something along those lines. Describe what this is like when you speak to commissariat police, political police officers.
Well, I'm an old lady. I'm 65 years old, and I'm very polite to them. I'm very nice to them, and they usually respond that way. And I explain to them, I have a right to say what I want to say, and that is freedom of speech.
So they don't understand free speech. They're being taught by the ADL this is illegal.
Oh, yeah. I know when we just came from Richmond, Virginia, where we protested the USDA up there against, they raided a guy's farm and killed all of his pigs, and it was on all the news shows. So we decided, well, we're going up there and we'll protest the USDA. When I got all my permits, we got a parking permit.
Again, got to get permits now to protest.
Well, yeah,
which a permit is an authorization to do something that's deemed illegal.
Right.
So see, it's illegal to protest in America now.
Well, we were going to protest, and I wanted to make sure we had all the ammunition we could.
And really, they use it as ammunition against you. I just go protest. And I say, go ahead and arrest me. You can beat the rap. You can't beat the rod. I'm going to sue you.
There you go. Well, we don't have the money to sue. But anyway, we get up there, and they were supposed to have bagged 4 parking spaces for our motorhome to park in front of the Superior Court building. And it's right around the corner from the USDA office. Well, there were no bags on any of the parking meters. In fact, there were no parking meters, and it was all no parking. So I figured, oh, Lord, they've got us, you know. And I called the dispatcher. I called 911. I told her, I said, look, we have a permit to park. We have a permit to protest. And I'm staying right where I am. And I gave her the address right in the middle of the road at 5 o'clock in the morning until a policeman comes here and leads us to our parking spot. Well, they sent this real young cop. I mean, he was the sweetest little thing you ever saw in your life. And he was just beside himself. He said, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you. I said, well, you tell me where to park. Here's my permit. Here's the address.
My permit.
Right.
Just speak. I'm so free. Yeah.
And so he saw it. He said, well, he said, follow me. So he turned the blue lights on. He led us right down in front of the Justice Building. And he said, park right here. I said, are you sure? He said, I'm positive. I said, all right, here's my permit. Would you sign your name and put your badge number on the back so we know who to call in case we have a problem? Yes, ma'am. He was as sweet as he could be. Well, we got parked, and we started setting up, and he left. All of a sudden, here comes 2 cop cars, another cop car behind us, and 1 in front of us, 2 alongside of us. And I thought, oh, good Lord, you know, we're going to... It was just the 2 of us there at that time. It was me and my partner. And so we kept on working. They didn't say anything, but then a guy pulled up his SUV thing, and out comes this dog. Well, by that time, there were other people starting to come in, you know, from the protest. They were coming to help us. And there were probably 15 or 20 people there by then. And this dog gets out, you know, and the guy in this combat uniform thing, he walks around. And that kind of makes you nervous anyway. And I asked him, I said, what are you here for? He said, we're here to protect you. I said, really? That's wonderful. I appreciate that. And you can see by his eyes, he thought, this old lady is nuts, you know. And I said, what are you going to do with the dog? He said, well, we have to sniff out to see if there's any drugs or anything. We don't want you getting in any trouble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, they
want you to get in trouble.
Right.
But,
I said, well.
But he talks to you. But, I mean, think about this. You're weird because you want freedom.
Right.
You're weird because you're involved like Americans used to be.
Right. Well, he asked us. He said, just what do the granny warriors do? I said, just what you see us doing right now. We don't smoke dope. And he said, oh, no, I knew that. You know, he was trying to be real nice and try to placate us, but he wanted to get in this motorhome. And he said, do you mind if the dog takes a walk inside? I said, yeah, I do. He said, why? I said, because it's my home. I live in there. And besides that, I have a pet monkey who's loose. Now, if your dog thinks he can beat a 12-pound pet monkey, have at it. And, well, the dog took one look at the monkey, and the monkey flared up at him, and that was the end of that. But he
what
did,
kind of monkey you got?
Black cap capuchin.
Wow.
But he took the dog. That dog sniffed every tire, every wheel well, every, you know.
Yeah, this is America. Listen.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Magazine, what was it, 5 years ago, said, no, it was more than five, it was right before 9/11, said, and I made a big deal about it on air, that if you've got an anti-UN sticker, get us out of the UN, go ahead and arrest them. And this happened coast to coast. Cops did it, and it tells the police chiefs, now you go ahead and support them, because people that have these stickers are probably terrorists, and just go ahead and bring them on in for questioning. I mean, you fruitcakes, 70%+ of Americans want out of the UN. Again, how warped are you? What country do you think this is?
I don't know. We were in Crawford, and we have on the side of the RV, get us out of the UN, big letters. And the Secret Service guy there was surveying the motorhome, and he asked us, what was that all about? I said, do you be a part of the UN? And he just got quiet, as you know, like a clam. He just clammed up. He said, well, you know, that kind of stirs up a lot of emotions in some people.
See, that's what Gingrich did. Listen, that's what they're doing in England, what they're doing in America. Gingrich, they're saying, you can't stir people up. You can't. You see, first it was don't say the N-word. Now it's, oh, don't say anything bad about the UN. That could stir somebody up. I better take you into protective custody.
Well, we also have a sign on the very front, a great big Christmas ball that says Merry Christmas. And I got a sign of that that says, if this offends you, just tough. And the guy wanted us to take that off.
Oh, yeah,
are you out of your mind? You can't make me repaint my RV.
So who is this that told you you can't say if you don't like Christmas stuff?
It was one of the local cops there. He said, that's just incites people. He said, that's insulting to some religions. I said, not to mine.
See, these cops are, and I've got FEMA on tape teaching them. They're taught anything that hurts anybody's feelings illegal. You guys are what's illegal. You're the ones. You're criminals. You're traitors when you try to annihilate our Bill of Rights. What is your major malfunction? Well, listen, I've got a guest who's been holding for 5 minutes. I really appreciate you calling in, Grandma Warrior. Call in with your with the rest of your police state story some other time. Good to hear from you. I mean, I've been at demonstrations, and the police are saying that sign kind of is insightful. I mean, they're teaching them how to kill America. Don't you understand that that's the heart and soul of this country? All right. I want to welcome to the airwaves J.R. Williamson. Appreciate him holding while I finish up with that caller. He is a litigator, theologian, and associate of income tax guru Eddie Kane, spelled Khan, who is currently assisting actor Wesley Snipes with his IRS persecution. And we're here to discuss the federal income tax system, its illegality, and what Kane is doing to help defend Americans against the corrupt Internal Revenue Service. And, of course, J.R. Williamson is a 71-year-old, now retired, living in Florida, graduate of the University of Texas, spent 26 years in the field of communications, and, again, a close friend with Eddie Kane for over 20 years, worked with Eddie at the American Rights Litigators and Guiding Light of God Ministries for 3 years. Thank you for coming on, J.R. Williamson.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate this opportunity to let people know a little something about Eddie Kane and his plight and how he was illegally kidnapped from Panama, where he was living in peace as a pensionado, which was a status approved by the government. His entry into the country was all very legal and proper, and they were in full knowledge of his civil case against the IRS, and it was ongoing up until the time that he was illegally transported out of the country.
Now we're about to break, but go ahead and tell that story of what happened to him.
Well, he was living in peace in Panama with his wife, and he was writing a book, actually, and he was invited to come down to immigration for some sort of a conference. And at that time, he was seized by a federal officer. And, of course...
That's a U.S. federal officer?
Yes. Actually, he has not seen the light of day since then. He's been incarcerated ever since. The government of Panama issued a restraining order and a habeas corpus, and it was being delivered to the airport where he was being taken, and they were prevented from going down the concourse where the private plane was waiting with Mr. Kane to take him to the United States. So they were actually prevented from serving a habeas corpus from the High Court of Panama.
Now, can you describe what you described to my producer? Well, we'll do this after the break.
Okay.
And, folks, here is phone cutting out. That's call waiting. Somebody's calling him over and over again, so it's cutting out some of what you're saying. But that's okay. We'll describe what happened, how he helped Wesley Snipes, what's happening with Wesley Snipes right now, and how these people operate. It's amazing what they said to the to the government official when he tried to give him the order blocking this kidnapping, what they said. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $49 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Welcome back, J.R. Williamson, talking about the Eddie Cain story. Okay, now this happened recently. Break down kind of the chain of events, and then let's get into what happened at that airport.
Okay, well, it happened about 10 days ago. He was asked to come down to immigration, and of course he had an attorney that he had hired and had previous contact with the Internal Revenue Service and the federal officers that were in Panama. And he had told them that he would be glad to meet with them, with his attorney, and he would be glad to come back if it was... If it served some purpose to come back to the United States and you know, on his own free will. But when he mentioned attorney, they said, oh, well, that's okay then, and they hung up on him. And I guess he had been under constant surveillance for a couple of weeks, because when he was getting out of the car at his attorney's office, an immigration officer told him that he would like to speak with him, and at that point he was arrested. And he didn't get the chance to see his wife, but for about 10 minutes before he was taken out of the country. And
the government where he was staying, they sent somebody down to the airport to stop this illegal arrest. Why don't you break down what happened there?
Well, the High Court of Panama issued a habeas corpus and a cease and desist order to be to prevent them from taking him out of the country. And one of the people from the office of the High Court went to the airport to serve the papers, and they had hired some local security guards that were armed to block the concourse where their private plane was with Eddie Kane aboard, and they prevented the officer from the High Court from proceeding to the concourse and serving the papers. So while she was being actually detained at the airport, the plane took off, of course, with Eddie Kane aboard.
Now, I had heard the story, I want to know if this is accurate, that actually the security guards told the High Court official, we'll shoot you if you try to get past us.
Well, I'm not sure whether that was actually true or not, but that was reported.
I mean, you got to love these third world countries where just private thugs are there blocking the court.
Yeah, we have an affidavit from the attorney that tried to serve the papers, and
now, this is no normal IRS case. They plan to burn Wesley Snipes publicly to scare people. They love going after prominent people like Willie Nelson and others, and turned out that whole case was a fraud.
Sure, like Red Buttons, I guess it was.
Yeah, Red Fox.
Red Fox, right.
Yeah, they do this over and over again. And so they want to arrest Wesley. They don't want to. And so now they've gone after his tax expert. Tell us what Mr. Kane had done for Wesley Snipes.
Well, actually, the relationship with Wesley was he was just a member among 5,600 members of American Rights Litigators, which you pay an annual fee, and then when there is an issue that American Rights Litigators would handle for you, there is a nominal charge for writing a letter, a proper response under the letterhead of the attorney. And it was actually just enforcing the law. You understand, there is no real law that says that.
Yes, this audience, it's just like there's no law saying that they can hand over our major roads to Spanish companies and merge us with the North American Union, but they're just doing it. So our audience is aware of that. I want people to get a bird's eye view of this criminal procedure. Now the IRS has kidnapped him. Who specifically as agents did the federal government send, and what are they claiming that Mr. Khan has done?
Well, they sent agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which of course have no jurisdiction outside of federal property. You know, that's a fact. They were in Panama and took Eddie Kane illegally and unlawfully, and that's a fact. When he was seized, he was given no opportunity to have access to his own attorney, which he had previously told them that he would be glad to meet with them and in the presence of his attorney and discuss the matter, and even agreed to come back to the United States if it was necessary and lawful that he do so.
We'll be right back. I want to continue with this story. Then we'll cover some final news and take some more calls. On the other side, we'll give out some websites and information as well with our guests if you want to learn more. But this is the lawlessness of this out-of-control government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of bizarre call names here. We've got somebody calling themselves Moloch from Bohemian Grove. I'm going to get to them, but I'll go in order. George, Patrick, Kadav, Moloch, we'll get to that. That's a real nice name there. We'll see what happens with that call. But going back to our guest, who I really appreciate coming on with us, he's talking about what's happening to Wesley Snipes, what's happening to one of the other members, one of the prominent members of the group, Eddie Kane. This just illustrates, and I did read this even in the mainstream papers. They admitted they just grabbed him without the extradition order, without anything. It's just lawlessness. Across the board, the entire system is going lawless. And it all goes back to that root of the private Federal Reserve and its enforcement arm, the IRS. Do we know where they're holding Eddie Kane?
Yes, he is in the Marion County Jail. He is inmate number 0101545.
And that's Marion?
Marion County Jail. It's in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah.
34475. You can write him there, and you can also go to freeeddiekane.com. And we're constructing a website to give information and to get donations to assist in his legal fight.
Sure. What are they claiming he's done? Why have they kidnapped him?
Well, they've actually charged him under Title 18 and also under Title 26, but it's a conspiracy charge. And basically, that's a conspiracy to defeat the Internal Revenue System, and that's basically it.
And they've done this to so many people. Prominent. I mean, Joe Bannister was a armed Treasury agent, excellent career, 6 years there.
Right.
And he heard a talk show. I was the first person to interview him on talk radio and for TV back in the late 90s. He heard a radio show with D.B. Kidd on a mainstream show in California in the Bay Area. He thought she was a liar. He was going to disprove her. He spent 2 years and found out it was all a big scam. They told him to shut up, and he kept paying his taxes, by the way, folks. He was putting it in an account, he was paying them. And just because he went public, they indicted him on a bunch of stuff, and the jury acquitted him, and boy, they just blew up. And they've got a bunch of IRS agents going public now. They found out it all goes into these private banks, and it really does. And see, now, again, I connect this into the North American Union. I connect this into the District of Columbia signed the contracts to merge us. Congress has no authority. I mean, this group is openly hijacked this country now.
Well, Alex, if you look at the 1040 form itself, it has a bogus OMB number on it. A proper OMB number must show its date of issue and its date of expiration. And, of course, under the Privacy Act, you cannot be compelled to fill out a form that is not a proper OMB number.
Now, that's the 86 law, but on top of it, you can't be compelled to incriminate yourself under the Fifth Amendment.
Oh, absolutely.
And the former IRS commissioner just says, well, we're outside the courts.
Right.
You just like the child courts, the family courts, all these new courts just say they're outside the courts. And they just do whatever they want. But on top of all of that, the OMB is to direct you to the U.S. Code, but it can't direct you there because there's no law.
Exactly. And federal aid to education has debilitated about five generations of people because they control what is taught. So they get at graduation from high school, you have a perfect little automaton and meat for the fodder for the Burger King and McDonald's, et cetera, which never question the fact that about 40% of their total production is being taken away from them.
Now, see, they told Americans driving was a privilege. I have the federal rulings. It's not. Now they're telling people they get concealed carries coast to coast that guns are a privilege. Second Amendment's a privilege, which they can then revoke. It isn't a privilege.
Yeah.
Now they're telling us demonstrating is a privilege. Then they revoke that privilege. They're claiming everything is a privilege now, and it's not. But then by custom, they try to somehow install it into common law, which you can't do. Everything is, I mean, I've read the federal cases where they're grabbing some woman's 98 acres in Colorado because they want to build a hotel on it, and they call her before the court and say, you can't even speak, you're under admiralty law, and it says in the court filing, it's admiralty law. I mean, we're openly going under martial law.
Yeah, it's true, and if they ever admit in court that it's admiralty, you can say, well, bring forth the contract where I've knowingly and willingly put my name to.
And again, that goes to the base admiralty law you sign into when you sign the papers to be inducted into the military. But they're telling us all under the War Powers Act that we have been inducted as indentured servants. And look at what Rangel's saying. National service for everybody serving domestically.
All right.
So for those that go, well, the IRS, you know, they've got the guns, they're the boss, it must be a law. It's the same with all of this. They just do whatever they want.
Exactly. Exactly.
So where does it go from here? What do you think is going to happen with Wesley Snipes?
Well, I'm sure that there will be some interesting developments come out of this case. Wesley, I know, is a righteous individual who never. It wasn't about the several million dollars because he's got plenty of money to last him for the rest of his life. It was about the principle of the matter of fact. He didn't want to be a slave. And he says, well, you know, this is a slavery. If I don't own the fruit of my labors, then, you know, that was slavery. And, of course, he doesn't object to paying legitimately placed taxes, which are apportioned equally among the states, which is the only legal taxes that the federal government can apply.
To the American people, they can levy tariffs.
Oh, yes, they can levy tariffs, impost, excise, and duties. But where a direct tax is levied upon the people of the United States of America, it must be apportioned equally among the states.
But that's just the Constitution. Why don't we just listen to some federal judge who said over and over again, I don't allow the law in my courtroom?
Well, the federal judge is sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution as his consideration of a public office. And if you ever ask him that, then you've pretty much put the plate ready for him to be served if he denies it.
J.R. Williamson, you're a learned man. You've been around a while. To see America degenerate like this, I guess the only good news is now the corruption is accelerating into a wanton orgy so fast that it's got to come to an end soon. I mean, are you not seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Oh, absolutely. I think more and more people are becoming aware. More and more people are searching the Internet for the truth and are finding out the truth and are rebelling. I think there's 85 million people who file no income tax return.
Yeah, the government admits that.
Right. And the fact is they still got the money. You know, if they're working for somebody else, the employer is so afraid of having trouble with the IRS, he's going to withhold, and he's going to pay the withholding to the government.
Well, I saw a letter Wesley wrote when we're trying to get him on the show through Aaron Russo, but he's still in Africa, but we've been talking to him through Russo. And, you know, basically he got in a shenanigan, got sued. Somebody tried to take a house from him with a paternity suit. He beat it, and then they went and ratted him to the IRS. Then he discovered all of this. So, yeah, the guy makes like $5, $6 million a movie, and he's made, what is it, 80-something movies. So the guy doesn't need money. This is over a few million dollars. He's saying, hey, I don't know this.
Right, exactly. And he is a man of principle, and he's sticking to his guns. It'll be an interesting case. It'll be an interesting to see what develops from here.
Now, they've been already trying to extradite him from the African country he's in.
Right, but there is no extradition, and, of course, he won't be coming back till he finishes his movie. He's under contract, and he honors all of his contracts.
Where's it going to go with the IRS as the people wake up to the fact that it's a collection arm for the private Federal Reserve?
Well, hopefully one of these days the Federal Reserve will be disbanded and we'll start with United States notes, which do not create debt for all of us with each issuance, and that will come to pass. But I don't know when that will be, Alex. I really don't.
You heard the story earlier, and I've had police say this to me, where they think free speech saying I'm against the UN is illegal. How far have we come, sir, that our police are so brainwashed that a lot of them think free speech is illegal now?
Well, I think most of the police are put into effect to know it's no longer serve the people, it's to serve business, big business, and the corporate America.
Are they setting a date for Eddie Kane?
I believe it's in March is when his trial date is.
And I guess they're going to hold that down there in Florida where they've got all their kangaroo courts?
It's going to be in Ocala, which is where it is, a U.S. District Court in Ocala.
Amazing. Why do you think they went after Eddie?
Because he was in the, you know, there's, like say, a big following. And the publicity around Wesley Snipes, just like they used with Red Fox and the others that have been held up to the public, you know, just put the other people in to scare the bejesus out of them.
I forget his name. It's in America, Freedom to Fascism. I'm having a mental slip here. The Brown Bomber. Who was that famous boxer?
Oh, Joe Louis.
Yeah, Joe Louis. He gave his huge champion prize fight money, fighting that German. I think it was like $100,000. I forget the exact
right
number. He gave it to the troops, and so the IRS claimed it was a gift and ruined him for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
they're just scum.
Yeah, absolutely. And they did the same thing to several boxers.
Why does it seem like, though, I mean, is it just me, or does it seem like they really like to go after wealthy black people?
Oh, right, in high profile. So they get everybody scared to death that it's going to be them as next.
But is that also playing to an undercurrent of racism that, oh, yeah, get that rich black guy?
Well, I think there is, definitely so. It's to herd in the troops.
I tell you, any contact info for you, sir? Any other websites you'd like to get out?
Let's see. You can go to freeeddiekane.com, which is being put together. I guess that's the big one. Like I said, if you want to write to Eddie, his Eddie Kane, and his inmate number is 0101-545, care of the Marion County Jail, 700 Northwest 30th Avenue in Ocala, Florida, 34475. Oh, and you can make donations to This Day Christian Ministries, care of 6558 Racquet Club Drive in Lauderhill, Florida, 33319.
All right. Well, sir, check in with us as it develops, and God bless you.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time today. We have links to those websites up on Infowars.com. Let's go to, I'm going to move quick now. I got to get to these calls. George in Indiana, go ahead. Whoa. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, a couple of things I wanted to mention, one on 9/11 and the other one on you were talking about marijuana. I live in Indiana. You go to northern Indiana, back during World War II, they grew hemp. Well, they've tried to destroy these fields, and they're huge, man. They come back up every year. The cops will, and you could smoke that whole field and not get a buzz.
But in fact, there are, I forget how many varieties, but I know it's over 40 or 50. I saw a documentary on it. Almost all hemp, there's only one species, and then it's only one sex of the plant that has THC. But, yes, they all over the country, I've seen that, eradicate marijuana fields, hemp, that has no THC in it and is wonderful, better than cotton, better for rope. But I'm sorry, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No, well, the Declaration of Independence was printed on hemp. All of our books will in our libraries on this plain paper, the acid and stuff eats them up over time. But hemp's beautiful, you know, for paper and for clothing. You're right. The second thing I wanted to ask is, I've heard you guys mention doing a reverse engineering, but I've never heard anybody use that that term when they go to the molten iron at the basement of those buildings. If you reverse engineer that, doesn't that lead you right to what caused it?
Well, we know that jet fuel burns at 1800. Non-structural doesn't melt till 2754 degrees. Structural as high as 3300. And we have the firefighters and we have the video saying it was just molten pools of steel. Only, a lot of scientists say thermite couldn't even do that. I mean, this stuff was turned into molten slag.
Yeah, I seen a ball. It was as big as a half of a dump truck they had on one of your videos. It's amazing. Well, that's all I had. I listened to you. God bless you, and I hope we can turn this around before too many people get hurt.
I appreciate you, my friend. God bless you, too. And that's, again, if we don't all hang together, we'll hang separate. And I want to thank the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, everybody. It's such an honor. I think about it every day. I'm humbled to be your host, and thanks for putting up with me. Let's talk to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, go ahead.
Alex, I'm so-called mentally ill, and I won't take their pills, so they forcibly inject me. But one day I didn't want to take my injection, so they came and got me. Well, I had a little 2-inch pocket knife in one of my pockets, and since I had my belt tied, because I didn't want them to give me an injection, they cut my belt, yanked my pants down, and inject me. And when I got home, I found my knife in my little carrying bag. And I've seen one woman, she was supposedly bipolar. Well, they came and got her TV set after they institutionalized her. I've seen them one night.
Well, sir, how about you just gum the pills?
No, I don't take the pills. They forcibly inject.
No, I know, but just look, it's better in a system like that to fool them and to be deceptive and then to act like you're going to eat them and then just put it in the back of your mouth, or if you have to, swallow it and then gag yourself. And then the first few times, they'll think you're submitting, and you won't have to gag anymore. That's how you defeat that.
Well, they know if they won't put me on pills, so they know I won't take it. They force me.
I know, but tell them you like the pills now.
They won't do it. They know I won't take their crap.
I'm just giving other people a tip. I got to jump. Thank you for the call, sir. Good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in about a year. Let's go ahead and talk to Kada in Brooklyn. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Just want to make a comment, a question sort of concerning the infringement and the encroachment upon our rights. These are creatures. I can't even refer to them as people. These are creatures. Corporate entities, like several callers ago mentioned. Corporate entities that basically have no respect for the true laws that we as men have to abide by.
No, they don't. They're criminals. They've bought off the system, and they're telling us that we're all criminals because we don't want to submit to their slavery. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. Then we'll talk to Molik from Bohemian Grove. Well, that ought to be interesting.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The level of tyranny you're going to live under is the exact amount you accept. And they use all this fancy propaganda, high-tech deception, to sell you on how you need the state and these corporations. I mean, take Target. They're putting up checkpoint towers all over the country, surveillance, merging with the police, because they know the future. That's going to be the economy. It's called slavery, folks. It's the norm. Going back to Kada there in Brooklyn, then we'll go to Molik from Bohemian Grove. That's what the caller says their name is. Go ahead, sir.
Basically, where we have to fight against these people in the courts, Because I'm a diehard believer in the scriptures and follow the faith of Jesus Christ. And like it says in Ephesians, we don't fight a carnal fight of flesh and blood against principalities and powers in high places and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And when we have to go to these court systems and we have to be burdened with these lawyers that basically belong to different societies, that they have to go to rules and make deals and try to negotiate with the courts, and really they're not really standing for our true and inalienable rights. And I would really like to know what we can do really to stand up against these dead entities that don't have the spirit or the breath of life in them, that don't abide by the true lawful.
Well, that's really it. I mean, if people have the spirit of the Lord in them, they would care about righteousness and goodness and good winning. They just care about going along with the system to have baubles and trinkets, to have the signets of power.
And if we indicate to them that we explicitly reserve the right not to be involved with a contract that will make us liable or be bound to be obligated to...
Well, sir, there is something to not being part of their system and reserving your rights, and a lot of that's real. But at the same time, we're starting to win. I mean, the people are waking up to this nest of criminals right now. That's why they're moving to restrict our free speech, moving to do all this. But good to hear from you. I'm almost out of time. I wanted to take one final caller. What would induce you, caller, to call yourself Moloch? Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is Moloch from Bohemian Grove. How are you?
I'm doing all right, caller. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to call. I saw you back in July of 2000. You didn't seem to be enjoying the cremation of care ceremony.
No, I wasn't enjoying it.
What's wrong with being a Canaanite deity?
Well, I mean, give not your children to the fires of Moloch. I know that our Christian conservative leaders predominantly go and worship Satan, but I don't think that's very nice, and so we're going to expose it.
Well, the girls at Hooters seem to like me. They wear my picture on their T-shirt.
That's right, the little hoot owl.
Yes, that's me. You know what the best thing about being a Canaanite deity is, Alex?
What is it?
You never get cold feet.
All right, man, I appreciate your call. Pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous note to close out the transmission. A lot of key news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and InfoWars.net. During this holiday season, during Christmas, we have the special we only offer once a year, 5 months plus. It's 5.3 if you want to be exact. Free. When you get a yearly membership, you get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Instant access to high bandwidth, medium bandwidth, and low bandwidth, depending on your connection. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, my special reports, my films, weeks and months before they come out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership today. Give it as a gift. And support us. We need your support. Get a copy of Terror Storm, a hard copy at InfoWars.com or in bookstores and video stores all across the country that are carrying it. Or call toll free to get the films or to have your questions answered. 1-888-253-3139 or order via InfoWars.com. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.